Blog Talk Radio.
Panties.
Yeah, definitely don't forget the red panties.
Welcome to the Jason Mayhem Miller Monkey Cult Special. I'm your host, Don McGuire, being joined by my homeboy, 0187, and Crazy Stein. You know, tonight's show is kind of jacked up because I don't have my voice, but we'll kind of keep things going and flowing. You know, when it's live, it's real. You know, I looked at life and I started getting correlated with an aspect of, you know, cannabis TV and listening to this homie when he does his lives and the retrospect that he just brings when he speaks to people is tremendous, man. You just don't find that old school mentality and that real in people anymore. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to bring him on. But then, you know, getting to know him, I found there was a greater picture, a greater story behind this individual. And, you know, I had to share him with the world. With that being said, welcome Don Thomas Flores. Don, what's happening, homie?
How you doing, man? Thanks for reaching out. Thanks for bringing me on your show. I really appreciate it.
Hey, no problem, man. You know, I'm a little lit myself right now, so, you know, so I can make it through the show.
Me too.
Right. You know, what I said in the beginning of the show is the truth. You know, I watched you on cannabis TV and I saw a dude that was just chill about life and really appreciated the path that you were on. What is it about, you know, your situation, your circumstances that have you loving life the way you do and inspiring others and reaching out to others and sharing your story with them, brother?
Well, I guess you could say that I live a charmed life, man. I've got lots of people around me who compliment my life, and I've been blessed with great people, my wife, my friends, everyone around me. And, you know, I just, as far as, you know, people say that I'm a humble person, I'll tell you why. Because at one point in my life, I weighed 300 pounds, so I know what it's like to be fat shamed and made fun of. But, you know, I'm a healthier person. I'm down to 168 pounds, so I think that's one of the things, you know, like if you were born beautiful, stayed beautiful, you're beautiful all your life, stayed thin, stayed, you know what I mean? Like, you don't know what it is to suffer at other people's hands. So I think once you have that in your life, you look at life a little different, you know what I mean?
Yeah, most definitely. And there's a side of you that is really cool, man. I didn't know this. Hey, whoever's making that noise, chill on that. Mute your phone or whatever. But there's a side of you that, you know, I didn't even know existed, you know, and that's being with the bikes and you being the president at OBC. You know, you have this meeting in Vegas, you know, basically it's like you brought Sturgis to Vegas with this movement. What was it that built that passion in you and had you create such an aspect with the fellow people in your life?
Well, I've always been a bicycle guy, and it's not just been, you know, if I bought a bicycle, like the first bicycle I got, the first store-bought bicycle I got, I wanted a Kuahara BMX. I don't know if you remember those bicycles, but I got a Huffy Pro Thunder, you know, and because that's just what my folks could afford. So I took that bitch home, took all the stickers off, spray painted everything black, and just made that bike my own. And that's something I've always done my whole life is bicycles. You know, I love riding bicycles. I love riding with my friends. I love hanging out. And there was a while there where I stopped doing that, and I put on a lot of weight in my life. But then later on in life, I was like, you know what? I'm going to start riding bicycles again. This is like in my, I want to say my 20s. And I just didn't want to ride a road bike or I didn't want to ride a mountain bike. So I started looking on the internet and just kind of met people and started building these custom cruisers. You know, beach cruisers are my thing, but we don't, they're not just like the beach cruiser you buy in the store. They're stretched out, they're dropped, they're lowered, they're chromed, they're pinstriped, they're candy painted. And it's just, it's become a lifestyle for me where it involves, everything in my life is involved in that. My business, my side time, you know, and I figured if I'm building this scene up for all these people to enjoy, I should be able to make some of the rules. And one of the rules of our whole scene is just don't be a dick. You know, you look at the inside of our shirt and it says, don't iron, don't bleach, don't be a dick. Like, don't let your bad time ruin my good time. You know what I mean? So that's what this whole movement is about that I'm pushing. It's just bicycles. It's not a specific bicycle, but it's bicycles all together. But you're going to come on a regular bicycle, and then you're going to see all the other custom bicycles around you. And the next year, you're coming back with something a little bit more custom. The next year, a little bit more custom. My event is in April, and we're going on our 8th year. We started with 75 people, and now we have over 1,200 people that attend this event. And it's 3 bicycle rides a day. It's 2 parties a day. It's white parties. It's tiki parties. We take over bars. We take over the show Pawn Stars. They have a plaza now with a barbecue place. We go take over that place. They let us set up DJs outside, and we dance in the parking lot and party. And like I said, I figure if this is a scene that I'm helping to build, why not make it a no-tough-guy scene, a no-attitude scene, a no-dickhead scene, you know, make it like tough guys need not apply. You know, that's just how it is where we are. If you're a tough guy and you come and try to hang out with us, we're going to call you out on it and be like, dude, what for, you know? You're going to go home with your face cramped and your sides hurting from laughing so much is what I always say.
Yeah, I dig it, man. You know, before I pass the mic, I kind of watched a little bit of your life through your lives correlated on Facebook. And, you know, I watched the ride up the sack, the journey up the sack. You got to kick it with family and friends. You guys had a tremendous night. What do those mean, you know, those moments mean for you, knowing that through a dream of yours that now you're correlating not just people but family?
Yeah, man, that's for sure. I got people in my life I'm closer to than my own blood family, you know what I mean? And it's just part of the theme, you know, it just goes hand in hand. There's like motorcycle clubs and car clubs, but these are bicycle clubs, and these people, my club is 18 years old, and I was president for about 9 years of our Nomad chapter, and I brought in 32 guys into me. And I basically get to handpick 32 guys to hang out with. And it's not a quick process. It takes 4 years to become a member of my club, but the journey is the whole fun part. We don't ask you to do anything. We don't say, hey, you go help do this, go pick up this. You just make yourself an asset to the club, and we figure out if you're a good drunk, a good person. Like, so these people that I hang out with, I've known for 4 years, even before they went full patch in my club. And it's just, you know, if you handpick your friends, and that's how everybody should do it in life, you know, man, handpick your friends. Like, if someone's a huge negative in your life, just get them out. You know what I mean? Like, now I'm surrounded by, I've collected friends my whole life, and I'm surrounded by positive, like-minded people who just want to have a good time, you know, like, not about that sad life or anything else about that. You know, that's just how I try to live my life, and I've collected friends around me who are the same thing, and now I love them like brothers, you know what I mean? We got a guy who passed away a couple weeks ago at a bicycle scene. I think there's going to be 200 people at his funeral, and it's not even a funeral. It's a bike ride in Huntington Beach, and they're all coming to pay respect to this one guy who we've got to know and love, you know, over the past years, hanging out and doing this bike thing.
That's the way life should be, brother. That's truly how life should be. You know, it's like I do a little bit of homework, but I don't do much. You know, every question I ask comes from the heart. And like I said, I apologize for my voice because I'm getting ready to have throat surgery on the 24th. But I wanted to have you on one of the last shows of the year. But, man, I dug something in it. And it's like, we're not going to get into politics tonight, man. But, man, some people's choices, homie. No, I'm just giving you a bad time,
yeah.
Don. you know, I got to give you shit, homie. But, you know, It's a trip because the way we met is unusual, you know, and I'm honored I get to meet you, I get to interview you, and you get to come on the show, and the guys are going to tear at you here in a second. But it's an honor and a privilege for me because it shows you that the world's not as big as you think it is, and
no.
that people from all different walks, paths, nationalities can come together and create a bond, even though they've never met in person. And I truly have done that with you, and I appreciate you coming on the show. So I'm gonna turn the mic over to Crazy Stein or Randy, whoever wants to ask you a few questions. Fellas, the floor is yours.
Can I say something real quick?
Yeah.
Yeah, so my event, that's what's great about my event. So, like, if you have a love for something, and it's bicycle. And we have, like I said, we have custom, we have BMX guys, we have classic guys, we've got beach cruiser guys, we've got custom cruiser guys, we've got full custom guys, we've got low riders. All those scenes are all different. And to my scene, like I said, I started with 75 people, and this year we're going to be over 1,200 people. And these are all, we have one thing in common, and custom bicycles and the love for riding them. You know what I mean? We take 1,000 people down Las Vegas Strip, unhosted by the police, just bomb the strip, and people are coming out high-fiving us, you know, taking pictures, and it's just a scene. Like, you're going to look to your right, and there's going to be a guy who's a painter, and to your left, that guy's a lawyer, and in front of you, that guy might be a doctor, and the guy behind you might be unemployed, but we're all there about one thing. And that's the best thing about this bicycle scene that we're in right now is it doesn't matter what you look like or who you are. If you love bicycles, guess what? We love you. You know what I mean?
Amen, man. Amen. Oriel Chingon. Randy, Crazy Stein.
You going first?
Yeah. All right. How has the positive vibes changed your life due to the negative vibes that you used to feel?
Well, you know, just my negative vibes that I used to feel was just being a fat person, you know what I mean? Like, you get poked and prodded at, you know? People may not do it to your face, but you know what's happening, you know what I mean? You know when you're being giggled at. And that was, like, the only negative thing in my life. My family was positive, but the scene now, the people I hang out with, are just so fucking positive. It's like, mind-blowing, you know what I mean? Like, once in a while, we'll get a dipshit that'll show up and try to do something, or a bad drunk, and those people just get X'd out of our scene, you know, because it's open to anybody except for bad drunks and drama people, and the people around me are just so positive that, like, man, I don't have, I know it sounds weird to say, but man, I barely pay for any of the stuff that I, in my life, like, I'm more than willing to pay for stuff, but people are like, hey man, wear this, this is my brand, this will help me, helping you will help me, and that's what the whole thing is about, is just helping each other, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, the bikes cost a shit ton of money, but I bet they'd cost a whole lot more if your homie didn't hook you up with that paint job, or that homie didn't hook you up with those handlebars, or the homies didn't hook you up, you know? So, I don't know, there's just having a positive attitude is the only answer in life, you know what I mean? Like, you walk around saying, fuck me all the time, guess what? Life's gonna fuck you. So, I mean, I live a charmed life, and I think it's because of the people I've surrounded myself by.
I'm going to jump in here real quick. Sorry, fellas, but, you know, that's what's kind of cool, man, because this is only my third time doing the Jason Miller Monkey Cult radio show. You know, I have my own shows. I've been in radio for 16-plus years. But that's what kind of brought me to them is – it's an aspect of family. It's an aspect of, like you said, doctors, lawyers, all different walks of life that come together that help each other instead of wanting to take from one another. And see, this is what people don't want you to see. Even though you're a Democrat and I'm a Republican, you know, we can overlook that. But see, we could sit at the table and argue politics, but we're still going to walk away homies. And that's what I love about what you're doing with the bike scene is – you're bringing people together, and that's a start. That's where life needs to be, and that's the same with Monkey Cult Radio with Jason Mayhem Miller, the UFC Strike Force, you know, so-and-so veteran. You know, he's a tremendous man, and you know him from Bully Beatdowns, but, you know, he created this aspect of life like you did that can't be duplicated like yours can't. And, you know, I just think it's cool that people are coming together in some situations instead of straying apart like most of society. Crazy Stein, mic is yours, bro.
All right. Now, how do you think that people should be able to go about starting the same thing in their communities as you started in yours?
Well, I mean, I didn't really have a plan. This is just kind of grassroots. It just kind of, you know, it just kind of happened. I was into bicycles, and I started reaching out on the, you know, the internet. The interweb was still pretty new at that time, and you reached out. Like, I sent a message to one guy. He didn't reply to a year later, and, you know, it's just how it, that's how it was back then. You didn't get immediate answers from anybody, and I reached out to people. Oh, man, I'm stoned. I think I forgot your question.
Stone, bro.
Tell me your question again, man.
How do people start what you started in your community?
I mean,
community?
You know what? It's easy, dude. If you want to start a bike ride in your community, you just go on, you know, whatever forum, public forum is in your city is most popular, like Craigslist or, you know, just Facebook, you know, start a Facebook page for your city and bike rides. And, you know, that's the thing about riding bicycles. It's one of the things that about bicycles that screws me and one of the things I love about it is it doesn't cost anything to ride a bicycle. It costs money to buy a bicycle, but it doesn't cost money to ride a bicycle. And doesn't have, and it's like only the really the one thing you can do where you can go and ride next to somebody. And don't get me wrong, I love motorcycles. But on a bicycle, you can have a chat with the dude next to you while you're riding a bicycle. Now, imagine going down Las Vegas Boulevard with 1,000 people chatting and partying and smoking and drinking, and some of the bikes have music. It's a rolling party, you know? So that's one of the best things about putting those things together. They're easy. Like, other people ride bicycles. So guess what? Who doesn't want to ride bicycles and meet new people? You know what I mean? And then it's up to you from that point on to weed out the weenies and the dicks and the, you know, the assholes. But that's how you go about it. Is just go to a public forum and say, hey, I ride bicycles. Anybody else want to go for a bike ride this Monday and go get tacos? You know what I mean? That's how you start it.
That's dope as fuck. I got to let my listeners know, as required by the FCC, if you're listening to us on iHeart or Univision, the more downloads we get, the more we get played in succession next week. In other words, the more money the corporate giant will make. But I'm going to pass the mic to Randy. Randy?
What's up, Don? I just want to come out and say, man, I'm actually really inspired by the positivity that you're breeding into, you know, your projects that you're doing. We as the Mayhem Monkeys with our group are trying to sort of do the same thing on social media. And, you know, there's always times we have to weed people out, kick them out of the group, you know, even help people change a little bit and realize that this isn't the place to criticize people. You know, we may not all agree. We may all come from different walks of life. We may all have different interests, but we all came together based on the fact that most of us are Bully Beatdown fans. And because of that, we all had something in common. And I just wanted to say that I think it's awesome what you're doing. And with that said, I guess probably my question is, I'm excited that you smoke, because we don't bring many people on here that smoke. And my favorite in particular is Chem Dog. And my question to you is, what do you enjoy smoking?
Dude, I like being – okay, so here's me. I like getting stoned, first of all. So it doesn't matter whatever it is. I'll try it. But I love blowing smoke, too. Like, I love rolling a joint. I know it's a waste if you sit by yourself and smoke a joint because it burns when you're not smoking. But there's nothing I love more than blowing smoke. Like, I love getting high, but I really love blowing smoke. So flower at the moment is probably my favorite, you know, in a white paper joint. That's what I smoke. Blunts give me headaches after a while.
Same here.
But I'm lucky also. I mean, I live in a state that's just out of control with weed right now. Like, there's so much weed here. It's crazy. I've got probably 4 or 5 weed shops within a mile of my house. I got a delivery guy that walks in with a big gym bag and everything from bottom shelf to private reserve, every flavor, every dab, shatter, batter, flour, concentrate, you know, everything is here. So I'm lucky.
God, you're lucky.
All, you know? Yeah, right? And like, see, my
well,
guy
I'm
is
still living in an air. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No. I feel for people. I mean, the rest of the world is going to catch on, and unfortunately, only big industry is going to make money off of it. But who cares? And
that's
as
true.
As well, I don't give a fuck. I'm not in the. I don't
exactly.
Have any, you know, I don't have any a dog in the fight, so I don't care if they get. Just let me get high and don't give me a hard time about it.
I live in an area where two or three buds is going to cost you $40.
Oh. Dude, I'm getting 5.3 grams for $50 a pop.
Jesus.
Yeah, and it's private reserve, grape sorbet, private reserve, amnesia, you know, just fantastic. My wife would say I have a problem, but it's what keeps me positive and keeps me, you know, like, mellow, like, keeps me from, you know, it helps me overlook the little stuff is what I should say.
Yeah, you know, like with me, I'll be honest, man. It's like I got to smoke before every show. And people ask me, well, after 16 years, how do you still get nervous, homie? And, you know, I'll be honest with you. I do. You know, I don't idolize any man, you know, except for my Lord and Savior. But, you know, just the nervousness of knowing that I'm going into, because I usually do my shows alone, my MMA shows and the other aspects that I do in the sport. So it's like I go on a show knowing that I have to do 2 hours of live radio and not screw up. And, you know, it's like tonight, you know, I didn't feel high, so I took another fucking fat-ass dab, and I got too high. But it's all good. But my question is, like, because I go out to Cali all the time. You know, my favorite strain out there to date is Kimbo Kush, you know. But it took me probably a year and a half for my son to talk me into using dabs. How long did it take you, man, because you got it at your disposal, how long did it take you to go from flour to oils, you know? Because I'm old school, bro. I'm 55 years old, so
right.
I see this new shit, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? You know, I don't
want to like a chemical
that.
At first.
Yeah, and so I wouldn't do it. Like I said, it took me a year and a half, so how long did it take you to transition?
Well, I don't say no to anything, so, like, as soon as they came out, I thought, I was going to do it. Like, I grew up smoking what we call llanta weed. You know what llanta means? Llanta means tire in Spanish. And the weed we had was all packed in tires and driven over the border. So it was all compressed.
Oh, yeah.
All, you know, but I enjoy smoking that shit. Like, I like that shit. I like the dammer weed, you know, because it blows smoke. And I like blowing smoke. But, I mean, I, as soon as that shit came out and as soon as I could got near someone that had it, I was, you know, I was trying it because I like being high too. So I'll try anything once. I had some dental work done over the border one time, and they pulled 17 fucking teeth out of my head at once. And I came home, ate a bowl of soup, and ate a 420 bar, which is 4.2 grams. And I just didn't wake up till the next day. Had another bowl of soup, did it again, went to sleep. And like I said, just wrote it out till I couldn't hang anymore, and then went to sleep. You know, so. I immediately tried dabs after they came out because I wanted to see what they're like. Now, one of the things about dabs is they were too, like, you know, clean this, scoop this, heat this, cap this, spin this. Like, that's too much for me, man. That's, you know, and I'm lazy. I don't want to clean that fucking dab rig every single time. So I found the Nectar Collector, and if you guys don't know what that is, look into it.
Hey,
it's a one-piece
pipe.
So you just heat up and dip. That's it. You heat up and dip it, and that's it, and it's great.
Hey, that's all I use, homie, is the Nectar Collector. But we got a caller, so I'm going to patch it through. If the caller is ignorant, I'll disconnect. But if not, we'll let the call roll. Caller,
cool.
You're on Monkey Call Radio. Hello?
Caller, you're on Monkey Call Radio.
Hello?
Yeah, you're live.
Hello, what's hello, up, hello.
Bro? Yeah, you're live.
Hey, what's up, T?
What's up, man? Who's this?
It's Bobby, man, the bad guy from Chicago. I'm listening to you guys.
This is another dude I met through the internet, and now I see him at, like, twice a year at OBC, at my event, and at other event, bicycle events around. This fool's from Chicago, and we meet up all the time now. It's fantastic. He's Bobby the bad guy.
Yeah, I just wanted to call in and let these fools know that how your event and your friends have changed our lives, dude, and everybody's life, man. And I heard them asking about how can they do the event in their neighborhood. You can start by going to OBC, man, and meet people, and you'll see.
Yeah.
They'll come to your neighborhood just by going to T's event, man. Him and his friends, they're changing lives, man.
That sounds
That's
like,
what it
what's
is.
Up?
Because I'm a heavier person, and I want to change my life more by being able to ride a bicycle, feeling free again, and feeling regular again.
Dude, you'll feel that's the best thing about riding bicycles is you feel like a kid again. You know what I mean? You feel like you're 12 years old again. If you're riding next to your friends, like, and there's a health aspect in there. Like, you lose weight. I lost 130 pounds over 11 years riding bicycles, you know? Like,
sure did.
It's got all kinds of positives, you know? And so why wouldn't I? We need to cut out the negatives and just do the positive. And it's just a good time. Bobby's one of my best friends now. You know, I've known him for a while, for more than a couple of years, and everybody in the scene knows this guy and loved him because he's just so flippin' honest, and you know, and so he's Bobby. You know what I mean? There's nothing else you can say, but I appreciate your compliments, Bobby. I appreciate that.
Hey, T, I love you guys so much, man. You and your team, I swear to you, have made my life quality, man, and it's a happy place to be now. I just want everybody to know that. You want change? Come to OBC, man, and meet your lifelong friends. You'll leave there with 10 friends. That
That's
you'll
right. OBC is like
day.
Summer camp, bro.
Uh-huh.
Summer camp for adults.
That's it, man. I just wanted to call in and tell you guys I love you, man. Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity.
Oh, no problem.
Thanks, Bobby.
I love you guys. Thank you.
Hey,
I'll
much love,
listening.
Bobby.
Much love, Bobby.
Thank you so much.
Bless
you. Bye.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like that guy, like I don't know what his life was before, but he feels like he found his niche in life, his people in life, his, you know, and that guy comes all the way from Chicago and just hangs out, and he's real, you know what I mean? He's a real dude, and some say that he might be a little too sensitive, but I'd rather have a sensitive person than a fucking asshole, you know what I mean? And I love that dude for the person he is.
Man, you can't be too sensitive in life, man. If you're real, you're real. See, that's what brought me to you, Don, man. I mean, really, if you think about it, I don't pay much attention to people in life, homie. I can count on one hand how many people I've let up in my crib. But yet, I find you somehow. You know, I'm a firm believer in life that real recognize real. And I'm sure when I first asked you on the show that you were probably like, oh, this guy's probably some bullshit or whatever. But, you know, we established a friendship like you did with Bobby, and it's like, you know, can only grow upward from here. You know, tell my listeners more about your event. Tell my listeners more about what happens on 420 and what is correlated, you know, from people all over the world.
All right. Well, I started this event 8 years ago because people wanted me to put on a custom bicycle ride in Los Angeles. And if you know anything about custom bicycles, they're low and they're slow. I mean, they'll go fast, but I mean, the ride is low and slow. It's all about looking cool, comfort secondary, looking cool first, so all the bikes are badass. They're a little slow for L.A., and I figured I didn't want to do it in Los Angeles, and I didn't want to do a monthly ride, so I decided I would do one big ride, and I wanted to make it international because in my head, everyone was going to come from Europe the first year. And so where else? International Airport? Las Vegas, Nevada. Party all night, Las Vegas, Nevada. Cheap drink, Las Vegas, Nevada. You know, 24/7, Las Vegas, Nevada. And I figured if I got people to come to hang out for 3 days and ride bicycles, they could use their vacation time to do it, so why not put it in a place that's kind of like it'll be a vacation? So since flash forward 8 years, we now have 1,200 people come last year. We go out of one hotel, the Golden Nugget. We're all in one hotel, 1,200 people, hanging out, partying, like I said. No tough guy event. Drinking, smoking, riding our bicycles like we're 10 years old again, and it's just the time of your life. You go home with lifelong friends that you're going to be able to go see. You know what I mean? Like, I want to go ride with you in Arizona. I want to go ride with you in Canada. I want to go ride with you in Florida. I get invitations to go to the Philippines, to Europe, you know, Germany, France, Spain, Australia. And I got free places to stay now because of all the friends that I've made at my event. You know what I mean? These people are have one love, just like you, and it's bicycles. And the event's called OBC. It stands for One Big Club, because a lot of the clubs that go, they are patched and wearing vests and looking, you know, like motorcycle guys, but we're on bicycles. We're not trying to fool anybody, you know. We're not trying to be motorcycle guys. We're not the sons of malarkey. Like, we're just our own people. But they're clubs. And OBC just wants to be the umbrella for all those clubs to keep us, you know, out of the rain and happy and together. And we're not trying to tell you how to run your club, what to do. We just want you to come to our event and represent your club. And you can find us on our website is rideobc.com. And we're on at rideobc on Instagram. We have a Facebook page. It's o.b.c. You got to apply to that page and answer 3-0 questions. And you'll see what this is about, that it's a positive movement before it's anything else. It's a positive movement because we shaped it that way. We made it that way. You know what I mean? Like, we want people to come that aren't used to hanging out with dudes with mohawks and tattoos and piercings and shit. Like, that's just a coast thing. Everyone in between is normal, and we want to meet them too. So if you want to come out to an event and have the time of your life, doesn't matter what kind of bicycle you bring, you can even just come and rent a bicycle there. They have those street bicycles you can rent and ride with us. It doesn't matter. No one's judging you by what you ride, just by how you
ride. Hey, Don, I hate to cut you off, but, man, my board could only hold up to 28 calls. And, you know, I know you're running short on time, so I'm just going to pick a number. I don't know who it is, but
you got 28 callers?
Yeah. Monkey Call Radio, you're live.
Hello?
Yeah, you're live on the show.
Hey, what's up, man? This is Jesse. Everybody knows me as Delta Cruisers.
What's up?
Hey, what's up, T?
What up, Jesse?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to tell this guy's amazing. I started following this bike life for a couple years now. I'm a new guy. I probably have maybe like 6 months in the scene, and I made friends for life. I had depression. I had all sorts of things, and started coming out and appreciating and seeing the positive vibes that these guys do, all the help that these guys do. It's amazing. And it's going to be my first year of OBC. I'm so, so excited. And I swear to God, I just give thanks to everybody I have met. I mean, especially T, Mr. OBC. This guy has really, really opened my eyes. And like others, you know, like Jimmy Peak, Huntington HP, Warren with his wheels. I mean, there's so many guys out there that are willing to teach and show people what it is to just have a brotherhood and love and respect for each other. And like he said, you don't have to have money. There's a lot of people that are willing to help and just provide for the cause.
That's dope, man. You know, homie, I appreciate you calling. Stay on the line. You know, T, what does that mean to you to have somebody like the young homie call in and tell you how much of a difference you've made or correlated in his life?
You know, it's a trip. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a pretty humble person, so to hear stuff like that, I blush. You know what I mean? Like, I blush. People think sometimes I get a big head, but it's not. I just don't know what to say back to something like that. But you know, that's awesome. That's all I want to do is I want these people to feel the same feelings I do when I ride with my club, when I ride with my friends, when I ride with the weekly and the monthly rides all around, you know, like he gets it. Like some people just will never get it. Some people show up and go, this is cool, but not for me. But if you show up and you're like, dude, this is for me, you know what I mean? This is this is what I want. This is the positivity I want in my scene. This is the love for a bicycle, you know what I mean? And like I said, the weirdest thing about it is not everybody looks the same. It's not like you go to a car scene and all the dudes look like Rocky, all the dudes look like Elvis, you know what I mean? Like, it's cool, but, you know, but variety in life is what makes life exciting. And I met guys who, I mean, if it wasn't for the bicycle, and I'm not saying I wouldn't talk to them, I'm just saying I probably would have never hung out with them, you know, but because of this bicycle, now I got a reason to hang out with them, and then you just learn to love and, you know, like and love people, so you want to hang out more with them.
Yeah, really. You know, caller, I believe your name was Jesse, you know.
Yes.
It's dope, though, man, because I met him the same way you did, man, just out of sheer luck. You know, I haven't met him in the real, but I met him over, you know, Cannabis TV, and I got to listen to a little bit of his story and how the man portrays himself. So I know the respect that you're talking about, young homie. You know, he's a true G, and I think what he's doing is tremendous. You know, I appreciate you calling in. Much respect to you, homie, sharing, you know, who you are on my show.
You know,
and you keep – go ahead, bro.
And thank you. I appreciate it. I mean, honestly, I was on a spiral. I'm a painter by trade, and I was deep in my depression so bad. I've never spoken to this about anybody, but I just want people to know what the bike life has done for me. It just gave me – I'm a single father, and it gave me an opportunity to be a father again, to appreciate life. When I show up and I see not just my bike or what I could do, but the love, the respect that people just – share with you, and you wanting, there's so much positive going around that you just want to help other people. It's unheard of. And I have the pleasure to, like I said, I call him Mr. OBC. I have pleasure to drink with him, had a pleasure to smoke with him. It's something that is just positive, and there's, if, and he knows this, and I have always offered anything I could do, I always will support him no matter what, because it was a life-changing event for me. And, like, everybody in his team is just guys that embrace anybody with a positive vibe. And it is true. If you have a big head or you think your shit don't stink, you have no room in this life. And not just
Amen.
The bike life, but just any club. I mean, nobody's bigger than God. God is just amazing. And to give us the opportunity to be with each other and enjoy it, it's just out of this world.
And might I add, if you show up with a big fat joint, you're going to make friends a lot faster.
With
a friend of weed is a friend indeed.
Man, it was a weed-friendly scene for sure. This year we're going to be in April, which is the whole month of April is 420. So dig on that. Like, we're most excited about that. Like, not only Monday, 420 of our event, but the whole month is 420. So we cheap it up big time over there. While we're riding down Las Vegas Boulevard, everyone smoking, everyone drinking, and no one gives us any hassle about it. Like I said, that's the best part about it. It's a party on wheels, man, and it's awesome. You guys gotta check out, like I said, rideobc.com is the website. Check it out. We'll be remodeling that website next week, but for right now, it'll give you an idea of what it's like to go to OBC and ride the bicycles with 1,000 of your friends, you know?
Yeah, I never had Facebook. I never had Instagram. Got out of federal. I didn't know nothing, and I still remember the FBI agent. He told me, he's like, Jesse, you need new friends. And I took that because I wanted to be out. And I met this group of guys, and they were on the bike life. And it's my first year at OBC, and I'm so freaking excited. I'm always bugging everybody. I'm always, you know, Mr. OBC, Jimmy, Warren. I'm always talking about OBC. I was like, dude, just shut up about it. It's just, I'm just so ecstatic, and I just, man, time is running slow. It needs to speed up a little bit.
Hey, whoa, I need it to slow down, Jesse. I need it to slow down.
Right.
Right.
There's so much planning that goes into this event. We have to get insurance policies, porta potties, lunch trucks, reserve, you know, restaurants, bars that we take over, contracts with the Golden Nugget. And it takes, you know, a full year of a team of like 5 or 6 of us working all year long, meeting once a week, giving each other updates, you know, and all that stuff. It's hard work, but we love doing it. You know what I mean? We love being there and seeing everybody laughing and having a good time. And there's dudes that come and they like grind off half their face because they're so fucked up and they crash. But not one of them is like, fuck this. They're just like, dude, I had the best time. Put that bandage on back on my face. You know what I mean? And it's just everyone has a good time. If you're coming with a pure heart and you're coming, you know, with good intentions, then you're going to go home, like I said, with your sides aching and your face cramping from laughing so much. It's fucking, it's summer camp for adults. You know what I mean? That's basically what it is.
That's dope as fuck. You know, Jesse, I appreciate you sharing a part of you with my listeners. And,
thank you.
You know, sharing the love of OBC and the man himself. You know, thank you for calling in, homie. And stay in touch with me. I'm Don McGuire on Facebook. Don will give you my information. I'd like to hook up with you, young man, and get to know you a little bit better. But on that note, homie,
you can't be friends with this dude because you have to drop some on his page. He's got so many followers.
It's cool. I'll delete somebody to add you, bro.
Yeah, you got to drop somebody to add you. That's how popular this guy is.
I appreciate the love. I came out of nowhere, and I appreciate you know what? And I want to take a moment to thank God. I'm a strong believer in second chances. I got one, and I'm going to use it to the fullest. And thank you, guys. I appreciate you for taking my call.
Hey, thank you, brother. God bless you, brother.
It was our pleasure, Jesse. Seriously, God bless you, brother.
Thank you.
So who's the cat that asked about life change? Those are two dudes right there that made life changes. You know what I mean? And bicycles. That's it.
Man, you know, it's crazy. I know you're running late, Don. I don't know how much time you could give. I don't know if you could
I got plenty of time, man. I moved my meeting.
Okay, cool.
I had an OBC meeting tonight, but I moved it.
Cool. I'm glad because, see, it's moments like these that you don't realize that you create. But you truly have. And with that being said, I'm going to pass the mic over to Crazy Stein and let him hit you with some questions because I know he's got some. Go ahead, Crazy.
All right. Now, how has CBD changed your life?
CBD?
Considering that you used to be overweight.
CBD as in the healing part of weed? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
You know, I really don't fuck with CBD too much. I don't really have any body aches or body pains at this point in my life. So, I mean, I know it does wonders, and I guess I don't really have an opinion about it. But I mean, it's positive just because it helps people. I don't use it, but I know that if you eat an edible and you feel too high. You either smoke it or eat it, and it'll bring your high back down and mellow you out. That's all I know about CBD.
That's a good idea.
Because I posted a meme and said that edibles don't work until you talk shit about them.
Right? Oh, yeah, right? Let me tell you a story real quick. I'm sorry to take the mic from you guys, but I gotta tell the story because I'm too high and I'll forget it. Man, I was up in St. Louis in Florissant, Missouri, up at Chingy's house, and I was doing a live show in the studio with the Lunatics, and they kept pushing me to eat these edibles. They had trays of edibles, and I was like, nah, man, I'll just keep smoking the Blue Dream because they had a big-ass bag of Blue Dream. And finally one of the producers come up to me and he says, man, you got to have an edible. It's my house. You got to have an edible. And I was like, oh, shit. So I ate edible and I was like, man, I don't feel this shit. You know, I don't feel nothing. And so I said, man, give me another couple gummies. knowing that I had to make the ride back from Florissant, Missouri to Springfield, which is about 4.5 hours, and right before I'm getting ready to leave, the shit kicks in. And it's like I get in the car and I just melt into my fucking seat, bro. And I was like, at that point, I was like, I'm too fucking high to drive, or I just got to deal with it. So I fucking drive back and I deal with it. But I tell you what, edibles have a way of catching you like no other aspect of marijuana. Them edibles, man, they got this shit called skullduggery. It's the maximum amount of THC you can have in an edible, and it's this big skull. And they had three of them. Well, two fools tried them, and bro, they was out straight out. And they had one left, and they keep trying to get everybody to eat it, but nobody's brave enough. I really don't like fucking with edibles too much, but unless I'm gonna be home, then I'll fuck with an edible.
Right.
But like with me, like I said, I'm really the old school guy. I'm the dude that grew up on Mexican sensimilla, the real sense.
Yeah, the bammer.
And, yeah, just man, they ain't nothing like a hood nick or a dime, right?
Right.
Remember those days?
Wrapped in foil.
Yeah.
Bye.
But hey, I'm old enough, bro. That I don't know how old you are, Don, but I'm 55, bro. So it's like I remember three finger lids and shit. You know. So
yeah.
You young.
I got five on it.
But
yeah,
Don, go ahead, sir.
I was going to say, I was straight edge until I was 20 years old. Like, I didn't drink, I didn't smoke, I was brought up in the church. And then one day, I don't know what changed, because my homie showed up and was like, hey, you want to get high? And I was like, yeah. And he didn't have weed, so he got little zigzag papers, rolled them up, and rubbed them on the inside of his little metal bong pipe. And just got all the oil off of there, and that's what I got high off my first time, was just out of the oil berries, you know.
That's dope as hell. You know, Don, what does it mean? Because you know what, I'm gonna give the mic back to these guys. I'm being a mic hog, and I apologize, but I'm just intrigued, and my mind runs 1,000 miles an hour. But how cool is it that you get to hear these stories tonight? But you know, in reality, this is a family affair. This is an aspect that you can bring your family to, that you could, you know, correlate your real life and become homies with people from around the world.
Yeah.
You know, what does that truly mean for you and your wife, knowing that, man, you have something you can do together? Because with most relationships, they grow old, they grow stagnant, but yours is blossoming, homie.
Well, here's the I'm gonna blow your mind right now. She don't ride. She doesn't come bike riding with me. Yeah, we have two different lives, you know. Like, and that's what's beauty about my relationship with my wife is she's like, go ahead. You know what I mean? I leave all the time. I'm gone all the time, and she is, you know, hey, just kiss me when you come back. You know, and you know, there's wives that come that have, you know, stink face because they're mad at their husbands, and there's guys that just show up as, you know, a way to get away from their everyday life, whether it's good or bad. And that's just, you know, like, I just live, my wife came to one event, and it's when I asked her to marry me in front of 540 of my friends, and she said yes, and when we walked off the stage, she said, this is the last OBC I'll ever have to come to, because now I'm married to Mr. OBC, so she doesn't come, you know what I mean? That's why our relationship works, because I come home to her, I'm happy to see her, you know what I mean? She wasn't with me all day long, so that's how mine works. That's how ours works. And we don't have kids. That's the other thing I was going to say, you know, like, I'm not saying kids aren't for me, but I've just made a choice to not have children in my life, and it's just, I think, it's allowed me to live this life that I live. And I'm sure on my deathbed I'll be like, oh, I wish I had kids or someone to give me a blood transfusion. But, you know, that's just how it is. So I'm kind of lucky. Like I said, my wife could not come, or, you know, doesn't want to go, but doesn't stop me from going. That's what's great about it.
Most definitely. I'm going to toss the mic to Randy or Crazy Stein, whoever wants to ask a question, and then we'll kind of wrap things up here a little bit. Gentlemen?
Okay.
I'll go first quickly.
Oh, no, you had it, Charlie.
Right.
Oh, man, come on. The age, beauty before age. Well, that confused me. Okay. I feel like maybe sometime, Don, you know, we should pack it up and do a road trip and go to one of these events and bring Monkey Call Radio live with us.
Hell yeah.
And interview some of these gentlemen about this positivity.
Hey, man.
I'm down with it.
April, like the 15th to the 20th at Las Vegas, Nevada. We take over a whole parking lot, and that's where we party. It's the employee parking lot of the Golden Nugget Hotel, and we sit there and we hang out and we talk shit and we laugh and we play music, and all the rides start from that one place. And like I said, not everyone goes on the rides, but, you know, at least 1,000 people go on the big rides, and they're taking off, and it takes a half hour for everyone to take off. And that would be a perfect place, you know, for you guys to come and go live from that and just blow people's minds.
That's
one
dope.
Question.
No, I'm down.
Oh, go ahead, Don.
No, I just said that's dope. I'm down.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Do the police give you any problems? Like if somebody has a couple drinks and you're going down the road on the bikes?
Well, you know, I think it's really weird. We've always expected them to show up. And when they do the weirdest stuff, like end up taking pictures on our bicycles, you know what I mean? Like they came at 3 a.m. last year to shut down the parking lot because we were being too loud. We are a stone's throw, 30, 40 feet from that jail that you always see on Cops and not PD Live, but there's I think it's called the Henderson Jail. It's the Las Vegas City Jail. And they say nothing to us. One time we had cops ride up on us with their lights on Las Vegas Boulevard. They passed us all, jumped in front of us, lit up their lights, and opened up intersections for us. Last year they sent us a message. Right? And we don't get police escorts. We don't get nothing because we're vehicles. We're bicycles. You know, as long as we're not breaking the law, as long as we have our lights on, you know, like I said, some people are drinking beer, some people are smoking. But those cops got other shit more important shit to do than bust a guy for not
exactly.
having a bicycle on. You know what I mean?
They're dealing
and
with a lot of negativity that night.
Yeah, I mean, we're making the bicycle more, prevalent. Is that the word? Like we're just... Vegas isn't very bicycle friendly, but when we go for that week, it's bicycle friendly. There's a club that rides there all the time, and I tell you, they play their street where people are 3 lanes wide, and people are doing 55 miles an hour, and these guys are riding their bicycles on it. So that's just what, you know, we went there, and there's so many of us that the cops would rather help us than go against us. You know what I mean? Like I said, last year we got a message from them. They were like, "Where are you going? How many are you?" And, you know, all these questions. And we answered them honestly, and they said, "Have a great time." That was it. All they wanted us to know is Trump was going to be in town, and they wanted to make sure we were going to be rallying or, you know, rioting near the Trump hotel. That was it.
That's dope. That's dope as hell. Crazy Stein?
All right. Now, if you had a famous person you wanted to smoke with, and what kind of bike would you want them to ride in order for you to smoke with them?
Now, I'll smoke with anybody. You can ride a unicycle and I'll smoke with you, especially if they're bringing the bud, right? So, a famous person, if I could pick any famous person to smoke with, I don't know who I heard David Spade gets out. I like that guy. I'd probably smoke with David Spade.
Oh, man, I'm losing faith in you, homie. Come on with that.
I want to smoke with Slash.
Are you sure that guy smoked? I heard he was vegan now.
Oh, well, I think I smoke enough for the both of us. He wouldn't have to smoke, but I would love to smoke around that man to just pick his brain.
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah, I tell you what, if there was somebody that I would smoke with, wait, I already smoked with him. Don, you probably don't know who he is, but I smoke with Jacob Stitch Durant, one of the most famous cut men in the world. He was in all the Rocky movies. He was in Creed. Yeah, he's a He's a tremendous aspect. He's down from Vegas, man. I'll have to hook you guys up. He's a man. That's my carnal right there, bro. I mean, that's my familia. I'll hook you up with him, man. And man, you meet some righteous people. He might even take you out for some righteous tacos and tamales, bro. You know. You know, I really appreciate you coming on the show, homie. You didn't know me from Adam. You know, we talked back and forth through a social media site, but that really doesn't really, you know, allow a person to get to know the person. You know, coming from your, I hate using this word, and don't take it wrong, coming from the adverse effect of your early life, you know, and finding who you are. You know, before we kind of wrap things up here, if you had to write down a statement in a book to correlate the change from that 300-pound man to the man that now runs OBC and has brought many lives together, what would that statement say, my brother?
I mean, I know that sounds cheesy, and it's just, you know, don't judge a book, you know what I mean? That's the plain line. Like, you don't, and I mean that in so many ways. Like, you don't know what kind of life a person lives. You don't know how hard their life is. You don't know where they're at in their life. Man, like, I try to be cool to everybody because I heard this person say, I wave at everybody I can because you don't know if that person's on the edge of life, you know what I mean? Like, it's going to go home and kill themselves. And if I can wave at somebody and say hello and make their life and make them live one more day, that's great. And that's the way I feel. Like, if someone reaches out to me, I'm at Walmart, you know, and someone says something to me, I talk to anybody. I got diarrhea of the mouth, you know what I mean? So I would say don't judge a book by its cover, you know, like, because some of my best friends look like people that, I mean, somebody that, I look like somebody that wouldn't hang out with these people, you know what I mean? Like, and I'm saying, like, I'm tattooed neck to wrist, you know, at the moment I've got a mohawk, I've got nose rings, I've got piercings and stuff, but I hang out with some of the squarest white boys ever, you know what I mean? But they're pure at heart, and that's all that really matters to me, you know what I mean? So
I do a show with one of the squarest white boys there is, so
right.
I guess that makes us even.
Rainy, you know, if I just hang out with people that are just like me, like, what, you know, who cares, you know, like, that, what am I going to learn from them? Nothing, you know, so I don't mind hanging out with people that aren't like me.
Yeah, you know, brother, it's been an honor and a privilege to have you on the show tonight. You know, I'm glad I got to meet you in this aspect. You know, I'd love to have you on one of my other shows and sit down and get people from OBC to come on a show, and we'll do a roundtable and share who you are with the world, because I think there's too many layers and too many complexities that you've created. You know, you got to hear the testimonials like we did tonight from the other people. You know, you truly have changed people's lives, and you're a blessing, homie. Whether you want to accept the credit for it or not, you're a blessing. You know, you've even blessed my life by coming on my show. With that being said, I want to hand the mic to you. If there's any information that you want to give about your event, any social media, any aspects that you want people to follow or look into, or just anything else you want to add to the show, Carnal, the floor is yours, homie.
I appreciate that, man. First of all, I just want to let everyone know that they need to be good to each other. Like, that's the first and foremost thing I can tell everybody. Just be good to each other. You don't know what anybody's going through. You know, find a subject that you both know something about and start a conversation. So our event is this April. I believe it's the 15th to the 20th. It's 5 days on the Golden Nugget Hotel. You can find all the information at RideOBC. That's RideOBC.com. You can follow us on Ride_OBC on Instagram. We've got an OBC page on Facebook. You have to apply to and answer a few questions. Just tell them you heard me here on the radio, and I'm the guy that approves everything. And, you know, if you're interested in just coming and checking it out, we'll be in Vegas that weekend. The whole weekend culminates with a huge bicycle show at an industrial event center. It's 10,000 square foot of air conditioning and wet bars inside. It's 2 acres of bicycles and goods being sold outside. And like I said, it's just a good vibe all around. We've got people, like I said, that come. The Europeans are coming so strong this year. We're having so many European people come and check out OBC for the first time. And I got to give real quick props to the Chapaderos Amsterdam chapter of Ralph. Ralph is a guy who started an event that I went to in Amsterdam called the FBI. Very similar to OBC, a lot more loose net. So it no longer happens, but that's where I got this idea from, and that's why I did this event. So again, rideobc.com, register there, get your goodie bag there. You get you pay like $65, you show up at the event, you get a shirt, stickers, glasses, wristband, all kinds of shit, a chance to win some amazing prizes with our golden tickets that are randomly stuffed into our bags, and you stay at the hotel of our choice, and that's how you help us out pay for this event.
Oh, that's
dope. That's how you
say it. Yeah, you know, you're a tremendous man. You know, only I want to give you a bad time before I let you go, homie.
Uh-huh.
I seen a post of yours that, you know, about something about music, man. Would you care to go a little bit on that? You know, you say the music from your area, you really don't feel it. What is it? I'm gonna put you on the spot, G. What's up, bro?
There's certain music I like everything, bro. I can find, you know, I mean, man, I hate, I hate oldies. I hate, not even the Gubble Bum shit. Like, I love the Gubble Bum doo-wop shit. It's the car show oldies, man. They just make you want to I know I'm wrong. Just like, I don't like the Beatles either, and I know I'm wrong, but. And that music just drives me bananas, as well as, like, new country, the same thing. My wife likes a lot of that new country, and we do a lot of karaoke here at Oklahoma.
Listen
to belt that shit out.
Dog.
Yeah, I'm a music snob, though. That's my problem, is I'm a music snob. I'm never going to want to listen to your music. When we take road trips, I like, give me the wheels. I'm driving because we're listening to my music, and I'll bite the bullet and drive for 8 hours so we only have to listen to my music.
All right, well, let me play something and see, because this is what I vibe to. You know, this is one aspect that I vibe to, but I do a music show, but I could play any genre we want. But I just want to see what you think about this. I'll play this real quick before I let you go and tell me your thoughts. Now is that more
That's it. I just heard so much and it crammed up my ass my whole life. It just does nothing. I have no love left in my heart for that stuff. coming from East LA, that stuff should be like in my blood. Like, that should be my theme song when I wake up in the morning, but it is not.
Whew. Oh shit.
I know.
You're killing me, homie. We're going to do this one more time if I can find it real quick. You fucking with me. Let me see.
I just did a bunch of music shows, so I got a shit ton. There's like three songs. There's like three lowrider oldie songs that you hear all the flipping time.
All right, let me see what I got here, man. Let me see. I know I got it. Man, I did so many shows. And I can't even find Cash.
The one that blows everyone's mind that I love is Post Malone. I love me. That's like the most pop thing I listen to, but I listen to that Post Malone shit, and I love it. That's my go-to karaoke, everything.
Okay. Now, this is an artist I had on my show. He's a lot aligned with Roger and Zab, but he's a little bit different. But I just want to get your thoughts so I can give you a bad time one more time.
I wasn't hating on that one too much. That wasn't too bad, man. You played Tommy Dollar.
Oh, man. you know.
Kid Frost?
What's that?
Was that Kid Frost?
Nah, man, that was mystical. Oh, he said, was that Kid Rock? Bro, I'm going to give you hell on your live feed. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know.
It was tremendous having you on, homie. I like giving you a little bit of bad time at the end. Like I said, I'll get with you. We'll schedule another show on my other network, and we'll bring on some OBC members, and we'll do a roundtable, and we'll let the world know about what you've created and who you are and what you're bringing to just life in general, homie. Because
yeah.
In my eyes, man, you're creating a change, and anybody that creates change deserves respect, and you got my respect, homie. I'm going to pass the mic to Crazy Stein, let him say his farewells, and then Randy will follow. But from me to you, homie, and much love, bro.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Now, do you accept midgets on bicycles?
Man, we accept anybody on bicycles. You want to hear a funny story? I'll tell you this real quick. I went to Vegas like 3 weeks ago, and when I was flying there, I was going to hang out with Joe Trevino from Cannabis TV, and he was like, hey, homie, we're going to smoke with Bridget the Midget tonight. And I was like, what? He said, yeah. So as I was flying there, I was like, man, how am I going to tell my wife that I flew to Vegas and smoked weed with a little person porn star? Like, that's going to be a tough one to swallow.
I was
going to
ask if it was D Bridget the Midget.
Right?
Bridget the Midget.
But then
he comes out here
when I got
to the club around here.
The plane, he texted me, and he was like, she got too high and went home. And I was like, oh, thank God, man. I didn't tell my wife that one.
You just told on yourself, homie, if she listens to the show.
No, don't trust me, man. She'll get a kick out of it. She'll appreciate the worry in my voice.
Oh, that's tremendous, man. Cornell, thank you so much, homie. You know, Randy,
you
want to say your farewells?
Yes, sir. I just want to say, man, God bless you, dude. And but first, I saw a picture of you, and I was like, man, he's like, he looked like a tough dude and all that. And I'm sure you are as tested, but like, I started watching one of your videos, and I just saw how humble and like just happy about life you seem, man. And I just want to say, like, that's a blessing that you could share that with the world and bring so many people together. I just want to say much love from the Mayhem Monkeys to you and your family.
Thank you, man. We appreciate that.
Hey,
you guys got to come out to OBC and ABC.
Yes, have a happy holiday, sir.
Yeah, but we'll get
yeah.
you some bikes to ride. We'll set you up an area for you to fry chop some. It'll be great.
Oh, damn right.
Sound good?
I could kick off my own show.
I'm sorry. Right.
Well, hey, Don, thank you so much, homie. I apologize. I got kicked off my own show. I don't know what happened. I had to reconnect.
No,
but I appreciate
that
you, homie. I look forward to seeing you live tonight, man. You go enjoy life. And until we meet again, homie, God bless you.
For sure, man.
We got another caller. I guess I'll take it before we go.
All right.
Hey, thank you for taking the call because it hung up on me, and I'm back now.
Oh. Oh, I got you twice. Yeah, it hung up on me too, bro. So we're all good.
Damn, I was here the whole time.
Thank you again. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah,
God
man,
bless
let's you. Do this again. This is great. This was fun.
Yeah, right?
God bless
hey,
you,
man. I'm going to give you a bad time on your live, though. Peace out. ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to figure out the technical difficulties real quick. We'll be right back with you in a brief moment.
They all know where I've been, but they don't know where I'm going. I've been trying to get it in, still 4 in the morning. Like, I don't know when it ends, and I don't know when it's going. I'm trying to blow in the bins and put a 4 in the phone. They don't know where I've been, but they don't know where I'm going.
I'm only fucking with 10. Deal with Diamond J to Ruby, yeah, I'm fucking with Jim. Yeah, they come a dime a dozen and they blow like the wind. They get kicked to the curb, they ain't coming with ends. What I look like? Mr. Frank Buck for free, shit, no cash for cash. She ain't fucking with me. I gotta roll in my weed, gotta make it my drop. Yeah, she serving my breakfast, that she serving the knock. White girl in traffic, that she swerving the cop. That she serving the boy, your pussy pop like a thot. I'm headed straight to the top.
And we're back. Welcome back to Monkey Cult Radio. You know, I got to tell you what, man. T was the shit, bro. T was the shit. You know, I thought it was cool that the board was lit up. It was two times in the show it was actually maxed out on calls that I could take. I just hit a couple, you know, numbers just out of, you know, spontaneity and got two tremendous callers, but I'm sure each and every caller that called in would have shared the same aspect or same story about Don Thomas. You know, I got to say, I walked away with a new respect for him. What about you, Crazy Stein?
Like, the way he said he lost weight and went down, I got a whole different way to look at life now, all of a sudden.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty cool. You know, Randy, man, you're the newbie of the group. You're the youngster on radio with us. What were your thoughts of that show, homie?
Man, I'm feeling like we need to pack our bags and go to Las Vegas in April.
To the Golden
right.
Nugget.
Man, I tell you what, I had to strain to make it through the show because I don't want people to hear what my voice really sounds like. So, you know, it goes to show you real life. Sucks and you got to suck it up because the show must go on. You know, Crazy Stein, it's great having you back, man. It's great having the dynamic triplets back together again, I guess you could call us. I don't know, man. It's like together we're a team. And sharing the story of the monkey cult or just sharing the story of life is something that I'm glad the show is bringing, you know, bringing it, I guess, to everybody, you know, because we're not just embracing the monkey cult, we're embracing the world as the show, you know, the show is worldwide. So it's tremendous that we get to share the story of Jason Mayhem Miller and the Monkey Cult Radio, but bring on guests and share their walks. And people like Don Thomas tonight just truly, I don't know, it was inspirational, man. It inspired me because you go on social media, you see nothing but hate. You see nothing but adversity. And life doesn't have to be that way. And I tell you what, Don Thomas Flores is proof of that. And much love to him for creating this aspect in life because it truly needs to be. You know, I just think that what we're doing is new. We're going to have a couple technical difficulties. We're going to have a couple errors or whatever in the first few shows, but our second guest, Toshi Yaseda, wasn't able to make it tonight. We had scheduled him originally for yesterday. Some things had happened, and, you know, it's real life. Things transpire, so maybe we'll catch up down the road on a future episode. Oh, excuse me. But, man, I love being back on the air with you guys. What are your thoughts? And I'll start with you, Crazy Stein.
My thoughts are that, you know, I did some stupid shit on the net. And
yeah.
I want to apologize to Jason Mayhem Miller. And tell
cool.
him that I'm proud of him.
That's dope. Yeah, you
that
know,
is,
he,
man.
He released a statement, you know, talking about change in life and, you know, feeling that he wasted 38 years of his life. And it took him this long to realize it and to go through what he has. But, you know, you gotta admire a person, whether it be Jason Mayhem Miller or whoever, that has gone through adversity, lived their dark side, but realizes now that it's time to make a change, it's time to create a difference and get back to the man that people fell in love with. And I think he's truly emulating that in the sport and then in the near future with us, you know, with some aspects that we got going on. You know,
what about Nick Diaz, though?
What about Nick Diaz, bruh?
I got beef with him.
Well, you want to smell his red panties?
No, man. I bought some for him.
Oh, shit.
I want him to put him on and admit what he is.
Oh, make him a bitch.
Then I want him to walk right down Sunset.
You gonna smack that ass, Charles?
I'm gonna have him walk down Sunset Boulevard all the way through Hollywood like that.
He couldn't talk his way out of a wet paper bag right now, though, homie. That dude's so punch drunk, I don't think he'd even say the alphabet. If he did, you wouldn't understand it. It's pretty bad when they got a subtitle and overspeak your interview so people know what you actually said.
Oh, Lord. I caught that video, bro.
Oh, that was
horrible, hilarious.
Yeah. Let's take an hour and a half interview, and we got 12 minutes of content. Oh, that was
right?
Horrible, man. Dude sucked. Dude sucked balls, man. You know, that's you know what? That's a prime example of why you shouldn't drink the water in Stockton. No, I'm just going to... Oh, man.
Eat the pussy in Lodi, either one.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what, man? It's getting a little late. I got surgery in the morning. Man, I just want to... I want to give my homie some love real quick, man. I'm going to drop a little bit of music. We're going to take another brief intermission so I could get this before it drops. But
can I take a second before you play the music, Don?
Go ahead, bro.
Man, I just want to say to you, Charles, man, dude, it's been a lonely 2 years without you, bro. Like, man,
right.
You was one of my best friends. Like, you inspired me in many ways. I learned a lot from you about the internet, about memes, about, you know, the way we put this thing together at times and bring people together to help out with the monkey call. And you've inspired me in many ways, and you're a great friend. And I just want to make sure you know that, bro. There's always love for you, homie.
Anyway, we're going to go to a brief intermission. We'll be right back.
Inside the pain, nothing to control. Lay me down once and let me at your face. Deep within my cavernous brain. With my heart attacked, it's more like vertigo. It's an easy way. One black in a color wheel.
That being my homie Nate White, make sure you check out Nate White Music. Man, tremendous, tremendous artist. Just got signed with a label, getting ready to drop a bunch of vinyl. Much love and much success to you, homie. I'm proud of you. You know, fellas, it's been another tremendous episode. It's our third one. We'll get things a little bit more. Yeah, go ahead, bro.
Let's try to call Mayhem one last time.
Man, I'm not going to put him on the spot live on the air, bro. I'm not going to do that. I apologize to you, but I don't like putting anybody on the spot live on the air. I will after the show, homie, but not on the show. You cool with that?
Yeah.
I apologize. It's just, I don't like dropping people because, you know, the show averages 300,000 plus live listens. I don't want to drop anybody straight into a live show like that. You know, I wouldn't appreciate it, and I don't want to take the chance that he'll be a little upset with me. But, you know, on that note, I'm going to pass the mic back to you, Crazy Stein. If there's anything you want to say to the people before we jump off the air here, homie, the floor is yours.
Well, I just got to, you know, say, if you're out there and you're struggling and you think life is getting hard, don't ever think stuff. And always realize that you're going to come out on top no matter what.
Most definitely. I like that, brother.
Amen.
Anything you want to say before we wrap things up here, homie?
You know, I want to agree with that because it seems like the theme of the show has been about positivity. And, you know, I've had some hard times in life, and one thing I try to hang on to is the fact that no matter how hard it gets, like, I always seem to come out of it some way, and I get back on track, and I realize that most everything's not permanent when it comes to negativity. And, you know, if anybody's out there and you need friends, you need somebody to talk to, man, that gentleman Don from OBC or Mayhem Monkeys, man, we're always here for you.
Most definitely.
Oh, Randy, what's my email?
Get past the mic to Don, and I'll pull it for you.
You know, two girlfriends exchanging
numbers. It's just going to take me a second.
Man, it's all good, man. I just want to say, man, to the listeners, I appreciate you. Thank you for tuning in tonight. You know, check out OBC. You know, my homie Don Thomas is the legit. I mean, you're not going to get any truer than that. But, man, I really don't have much more to say, Randy. You know, my voice is already killing me, homie, so... You got that.
Okay. Were you wanting me to give your email address to the listeners?
Yes.
It says freemason6174, and that's outlook.com. freemason6174@outlook.com.
Thank you, Randy.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Hit up my homie. Follow me on Facebook. It's the only social media platform I use. On that note, everybody have a good night, and God bless.
So stay positive.
Yeah. Yep. Peace.
Yeah. Fool. You know how we do it. Like me on the black and white ivory, getting six on a T-Lee.